So I guess you're in a good location.
Yes, I am. My therapist just asked where are you calling from.
Well, I'm just about to my stop, so go for now, but maybe I'll catch you later. This is Charlie, KD2KNH. I'm going to be going clear. 73, you have a great day.
How you doing? I didn't get the name. Hey Andy, it's Tom from Mill Basin, Brooklyn. How are you? This is KGZ. Hey Tom, I'm not sure if that was you that I spoke to earlier. Okay, you sound okay. What, you're not using a TS-60, no? Is it TS-60? FT-60, I meant. You're not using one of those, are you? I don't think.
No, and it wasn't me earlier. We spoke in the past a few times. I was listening to the tech man last night also. No, I'm using a one of those G-Tech 2501 plus 220 with a brand new antenna. So I'm in the mobile. So I was just wondering how I'm making it out with this new antenna.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I got you mixed up with someone who sounds sort of similar. But, yeah, you're calling from the mobile. I didn't get 100% the radio you're using, but it doesn't matter. You sound okay.
Yeah, it's one of those inexpensive B-Tech UV2501, and it has plus 220 on it. It's like a tri-band radio. It's pretty inexpensive.
Is that the name called Z-Tech? Is that Z as in Victor or B as in Boy? Tech? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's correct. These act like boys. It's made by Goldline, one of those radios.
Okay, that's what I got confused, because the, as soon as you said UV, that sounds like a bullfang. Yeah, those things seem to be pretty popular, and I have yet to buy one. I tell you, it's funny, I don't own one, and I really should, because they're cheap enough.
And now I, in turn, want to buy a different radio. What do you think is a good radio, like a Yaesu for the mobile?
Yeah, Yaesu, Icon, Kenwood for the mobile. I'm using an Icon right now. And regular, just a dual band mobile. 2 meters and 440 UHF. And that's it. So, and there's plenty of radios out there that you can look for to buy without having it be too expensive.
Yeah, copy that. Do you have any things that, because I'm kind of new at this, so anything that interests you, that caught your eye, that you think might be a good buy that's not too much money for the mobile?
I'll tell you the truth, Tom, I have not been looking, so I don't know what's good and what's not good that's out there. I haven't studied it or tested any radios. I mean, they're all good, and I wouldn't find any real bad ones. It just depends on how much you want to spend, personal preference. I have a bunch of mobile rigs already that I don't use. They're just either single. I got a few dual banders also, but they're older ones. I got, you know, the ones that came out in the 80s, which I never sold. I just kept them. But this one here is an older radio. This one came out, the one I'm using, just in the early 90s. And it's working pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. You're sounding loud and clear, that's for sure. Definitely loud and clear. I just picked up this new antenna that they said should match to this radio. It's sold by Valfunk, but made by Nagoya. So I bought that, and you had to buy the base separate. And it's longer, it's about 39 inches. It's a heavy-duty base, like 5-inch around magnet mount. But it seems to be doing the job.
He's definitely getting into the repeater. He's not so quiet, but he's getting in pretty good. So, yep, it's working. And some of the low terrain areas have a little bit of difficulty hearing the repeater. And you said you're in Mill Basin, so it's working okay.
Yeah, it has a lot of static, right? But can you hear me clearly? My audio is okay.
Yep, I hear you very clearly. No, there's not much static. A little bit of white noise, you call it. A little noise in the background, but it's not like a static kind of noise. I mean, you're okay. You're fine.
Yeah, copy that. I get when I talk to the people on, King County Radio Club, I was just talking to somebody. They said I have a lot of background noise. I don't know. And they're closer to me than I am to your repeater. I can't figure that one out.
Well, it could be a number of things. I don't know what they're using. I don't know if you're going through the repeater itself, how that sounds. So, but over here you're okay.
Yeah, thanks for that. You too, definitely sound great. Are you in your mobile, you said?
Yes, I'm in the mobile, coming into my hometown of West Hempstead. I'll be home just in a few minutes, then I gotta go back out again. But I'm in the mobile, and that's what you hear me on. And I'm not really that far from the repeater. This repeater has very good coverage because it's location. So if I'm not full quieting now, then there's definitely something wrong. But because I'm not far from the repeater, line of sight.
So wherever you are, you're sounding 5x5, loud and clear. Excellent. No noise, anything.
Alright, stand by. I'll let you hear the difference. As soon as I stop the car in a minute, I'll let you hear something.
Okay, copy that.
Alright, let's see how this sounds. Now, you want to hear what you sound like? Let me get rid of that noise. This is my handheld. I'm on a walkie-talkie, holding in my hand with a rubber duck, and for my car. So, you can hear how I get into the repeater, and I'm listening to myself. But I can make it noisy, listen. That noise is what you were talking about, but yours is better than that.
Now, how do you stop that? Is that with the squelch?
No, it's really a function of the power. I change the power levels. The walkie-talkie that I use has three different power levels. So I dropped down to low power, and you heard the noise. On high power, which is about 5 watts, you didn't hear the noise. So, this radio should be pretty quiet, because this is running like 50 watts. So, you have less noise than what you just heard, so you're okay.
But copy that. That handheld had a lot of audio. It was really loud and clear. Very loud and clear. That's amazing for a handheld. The stuff they make today is remarkable.
Yeah, well, some got a lot of audio. Not high power. I can hear some noise, but I'm getting... I'm dropping out of it. That's on the handheld.
Yeah, copy that.
I'm home for now. I'll be going out in a minute. I gotta take care of a couple of things. So, Tom, have a good day, too.
You too, Andy, and thanks for the comeback. Nice talking to you, as always. And you have a great day. This is KD2KGD 73.
8:30. Welcome to the WQVL repeater.